Mr. President, DG Dr. Chen, Excellencies, Ministers of Health, distinguished delegates, let me start with special thanks to you, Dr. Chen, for your strong leadership and inspiring speech. Mr. President, I congratulate you on assumption of the presidency of the Assembly. I trust that under your leadership, we will reach conclusions benefiting all the member states of the World Health Organization and our people. This year's Assembly has adopted the theme, the link between climate change and health, a topic relevant to us all. This reminds us that comprehensive analysis of any country's health status is incomplete if it does not look at the impact of climate and climate change on the subsystems which determine the health of our people. To address the negative impact of climate extremes, the government has adopted a variety of strategies, both health-specific and multi-sectoral. In the health field, we have done spatial vulnerability mapping, health sector awareness raising, planning, and training for preparedness and disaster response. Climate change risk assessments are integrated into our health surveillance system. Finally, we are updating government regulations to ensure we have legal frameworks allowing timely and appropriate responses. Indonesia has an estimated 27 million people traveling to Saudi Arabia on pilgrimage each year. Today, this high volume of travel puts Indonesia at risk of infection by a new disease, MERS-CoV. In response to this, Indonesia is educating the public about the risk, and authorities have been mobilized at all airports and seaports across the country for detection and response as the MERS-CoV has become subject to growing international concern. Acting to reduce that risk, we have 49 health offices with a staff of 2,000 looking after ports of entry across the country. Indonesia is making progress in implementation of the International Health Regulation of 2005. In 2013, we met the IHR standards for core capacity required to prevent, detect, and rapidly respond to infectious disease threats. We have also established a national multi-sectoral zoonosis commission, a virological surveillance system, and a well-developed avian influenza laboratory network, now including 44 locations across the country. While Indonesia is fully committed to promotion of the IHR 2005, we are also committed to the goals and objectives of the Global Health Security Agenda as initiated by the United States. Together with others, we look forward to working to accelerate progress on the agenda. Mr. President, before closing, let me touch briefly on three important issues. First, Indonesia reiterates its deep commitment to work with the international community to create a safe and enabling environment for people to achieve the highest possible health status throughout the life course. With preparations on the post-2015 development agenda still underway, Indonesia calls upon member states to continue to urge inclusion of health in the future development agenda. There is crucial unfinished business related to improving maternal and child health, responses to HIV and AIDS, and other diseases. Second, I urge the international community to take a coherent, comprehensive, and integrated approach to dealing with the increasing resistance of antimicrobials. Third, universal health care is crucial for our people. In the post-2015 development era, Indonesia proposes that implementation of universal health care should be used as a key indicator of adequate health service. On the 1st of January 2014, we launched implementation of our National Social Health Insurance Scheme, aiming to achieve universal health coverage by 2019. At this time, already more than 121 million people are covered in the scheme. In conclusion, I would like to express Indonesia's appreciation to WHO, the family of the UNHA agencies, and other development partners working together with us to protect the health of the global family from climate-related concerns, from communicable and non-communicable diseases, as well as mobilizing us to join forces when new threats arise. Thank you.